Heather Barnes lifted her skirt and jumped over the ruts in the road. The deep crevices were from the previous year, when there was enough rain to soften the roads and wagons dragged their wheels through the mud. Once the mud dried, the ruts became permanent crevices in the hard dirt. It didn't help that there wasn't much rain this year to soften the ground once more and fill in the crevices. Instead, the hot, dry weather they'd suffered through the summer made the road hard as stone. What she wouldn't give for rain once again. Last Chance sat right along the North Platte River, but even the river wasn't enough to keep the crops watered this year. The town received its name from the time when the wagon trains were moving from the East Coast to the West. By the time most passengers reached the western side of Nebraska, they were tired, hungry, and unsure if they wanted to continue. "Last chance!" the wagon master would cry as they approached the small settlement. Those that didn't want to continue towards the treacherous Rocky Mountains stopped at the tiny town along the river, and the name Last Chance stuck. Now, the town wasn't so small. There were several hundred people living in the small town, which was surprising, since there was no railroad that came through the town. The train stop was several miles outside of town. From there, anyone who needed to go to Last Chance, or the small settlements to the south, could take a stage. The stage would cross the North Platte River via ferry, and then go past the depot and down Stagecoach Road on its way out of town. Heather picked up her pace. She had just been visiting Pastor Collins at the small church on the corner of town. Pastor Collins, it appeared, was in touch with all the local happenings, and because of his prattling, she stayed longer than she had intended. Heather wondered if his source of information was Mrs. Purcell, who also seemed to know everything that was going on in town. Gossip was not Heather's purpose for her stop there, however. She had asked Pastor Collins to pay a visit to Widow Green. Mrs. Green lived with her son and daughter-in-law, Charity. Charity Green was 6 months pregnant with her seventh child. As the town midwife, Heather visited Charity monthly, after which she would have coffee and a snack and listen to the elder Mrs. Green lamenting about her life. It took nearly an hour to gently extract herself from the conversation. The only other person Heather knew that liked to sit, sip coffee, and talk was Pastor Collins. Of course, he readily complied and, in fact, made immediate preparations to do his Christian duty and head to the Green Farm. She hoped Charity would still be friends with her after spending several hours with the chatty pastor. She glanced at the watch pinned to her blouse. She needed to get to the butcher shop within 15 minutes if she had any hope of her husband giving her a ride home. Unfortunately, the shop was still all the way across town near the ferry dock. She would have just enough time to walk the 6 or 7 blocks before her husband, Jackson, closed the shop and hitched the horses to the buggy. She jumped over the next rut. "Mrs. Barnes!" she heard her name called. A young girl, no more than 8, was standing at the fence surrounding the school. She had a doll in one hand and was waving frantically to get Heather's attention. "Good afternoon, Cecily," Heather called back, waving to the child. Cecily's mother had just given birth to her 5th child. There were some large families residing in Last Chance. Heather pushed aside the reminder that she hadn't started her own family yet. There is plenty of time, her husband would tell her. Now she was 27, and she often wondered if time was running out. Heather spied her best friend, Millie Reed, the schoolteacher, approaching the fence. She put her hand up in greeting. "Stop by for coffee this week, Heather," Millie called, steering Cecily back towards the school. "I will." Heather waved as the children started to file into the one-room schoolhouse. She and Millie had met on the train when they traveled west as mail-order brides. At that time, the concept of mail-order brides was still new, and there wasn't much information about becoming one, other than pages of advertisements imploring women to leave their homes in the east and move west to marry a stranger, sight unseen. Even the fear of being poorly matched didn't stop any of the women that came to Last Chance. Heather felt rather daring, leaving everything behind for the great Wild West. Both Millie and Heather were fortunate they married good men, honest men. Some weren't so lucky.